Currently, clear skies and at 24, and we're joined here by some special guests this morning, a coach as well as a member of the UW Baraboo Sauk County men's basketball team, and Eric Blazing, assistant coach, as well as Taylor Crocker, a player for the team. Guys, thank you so much for joining this morning.
Hey, thanks for having us on.
Yep, thanks for having us.
So let's talk a little bit about the season, and obviously you guys got a big game coming up this week.
Yeah, we play UW Barron here on Wednesday night. So in our conference, the Wisconsin Collegiate Conference, it's 13 members of the conference. They're all two-year schools similar to us. And so we have an Eastern and a Western division, so we're in the Western division. Mm-hmm. And we took third in the division out of six teams this year. We'll get to host. This will be our first home playoff game since 2010, is what I've been told. So a little bit of success that the program hasn't had in the last couple years. Played Barron twice so far, both tough games. We won down here maybe 6-8 points, and then we won up there by about 14. So, you know, they're a solid team. We know they're going to bring good effort, as everyone will in the playoffs, you know, second season, as they say. Yep. You know, you lose, you're done. So it adds a little edge to it. So we've been fortunate. We've had about a week here, a little over even, to prep for it. So we're excited to get back into a real game situation here coming up.
Awesome. That is Eric Blazing, assistant coach for UW Baraboo Sauk County men's basketball. And Taylor, you guys have been playing well as of late. You've won four of your last five games. Things are rolling right now.
Oh, yeah, they definitely are. Yeah, just I don't know what happened. It's like we almost flipped a switch on. We started doing a lot better.
Okay. Yeah, that's the one thing. Early on in the season, it seemed like we had actually head coach Scott Gilbeck was in here to start the year. So much excitement. He was really, really pumped about the season. And if you look at the results to start the year off, it was a lot of tough losses, a lot of very close games. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a few games there separated by just 4 points, right. A 3-point loss here and there, and so a little bit of a struggle out of the gate, but like I said, four of the last five games you guys have been playing really well.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if you look at a team, that just kind of shows our character and our resilience too. Mm-hmm. Because in the beginning of the season we were excited. We had a lot of returners, which is something that they haven't had for a number of years. I mean, I think we had five or six guys that played on the team before, so that, you know, it gives us some cohesiveness as a unit. And then we have Taylor's a first year with us and some other guys coming in first year. And we had a nice group in the first semester. And it was, you know, exactly what you said, we played tough, we played hard, but we just couldn't get it done. There'd be a couple possessions for whatever reason that we couldn't convert or free throw a line. We struggled at sometimes. And so we lost three games by, you know, two, three possessions at most. And, you know, we start into the first semester at, I think 3-9 or something like that, and you know, those three games go a different direction, it's a different, you know, different outlook for us. So that's hard sometimes, because you know, teams won't necessarily bounce back the right way when you're losing close games like that. And and we did, you know, every time we had a tough loss we came back to practice the next day ready to work, and we got stronger and better. And you know, we just kind of kept telling the guys as a coaching staff that, you know, the good things will come around if we just keep plugging away and fighting. And you know, we were able to pick up some nice, you know, four of the last five here down the stretch in the divisional games, which are games that we needed to win to be able to earn ourselves a hosting spot here on Wednesday night. So, you know, the guys bought in and they kept working, and you know, they weren't discouraged by some of our earlier setbacks. And it's a character trait that our team has this year that's been good to see.
Fantastic. And some of the background of some of the players, we'll start here with Taylor and just ask you. So where are you from originally? And people may have heard your name before on this station, maybe against the Baraboo Thunderbirds.
Yep. I'm from Portage. Yep. Just born and raised there. Just always been there. Never left.
Okay. And what made you choose, or why did you decide to go to UW Baraboo Sauk County to play basketball?
I really was out of school for, it was my third year out of high school, and I was really not anywhere at school yet, so mm-hmm. I wanted to just continue my studies, and Baraboo was closest to home and cheapest, so I'm like, mm-hmm. Why not come here? And then I called the coach up, Scott, and I'm like, hey, I heard you need some players, and he said, yeah, and so I just decided to come.
Awesome. That's and weird. Obviously, I think the coaching staff are excited about it, because I think you're the leading scorer yeah. as well as yeah. the leading yeah. rebounder for the team, so... Good season for you, definitely.
Oh,
this
yes.
is your first year with the squad?
Yes, first year at Baraboo, yep.
Awesome. And what's been the biggest difference playing for UW Baraboo than maybe compared to your time at high school in Portage?
It's kind of the same, okay. but I can see the difference, or I can feel the difference, because obviously it's a higher level, mm-hmm. and these guys that are on other teams are trying to go other places beyond like this JUCO level, going D3 and stuff like that. And it's definitely... a step up.
Okay.
But I'm used to it. I went to a D3 school for 1 year, so I'm used to it.
Okay, gotcha. And Eric, your background, where are you from originally?
Yeah, so I moved to Wisconsin early on near the Sparta area, just south of the Sparta area. My family's lived there for the last almost 20 years here. And I coached a couple different places. I went to school in La Crosse, coached at La Crosse Central for a little bit as an assistant coach. I was head coach at Sparta High School for 4 years on the boys' side. And then came down to Baraboo last year with my wife, and I teach at the high school here in Baraboo, and then coached for a season last year with the Thunderbirds, and was just looking for a different opportunity this year. Always wanted to coach at the college level, and thought it was a nice mix. You know, you get to coach at a little bit higher level and see some different places around the state. You know, Taylor and I have talked about a few different places that we've gone in the state that we haven't been before. But then also, you know, it doesn't quite have the travel demands of like a D3 school or something like that. So it's kind of a nice mix for me. And it's been great to, you know, get a chance to talk to different kids around the state as we're recruiting. And, you know, we have a nice little mix of guys in our squad this year. You know, Taylor from Portage, we had a guy from Tolma, you know, DeForest, Madison area, Milwaukee area, a couple guys from Wisconsin Heights. Down in Mazo. So, you know, it's been a nice little mix to see different guys from around the state and hear their experiences. And it's been a great experience for me.
Awesome. And once again, we're joined here this morning by assistant coach for UW-Baraboo Sauk County men's Fighting Spirit basketball team, Eric Blazing, as well as one of their leading scorer, as well as their leading rebounder, Taylor Crocker, here as well. Taylor, I'll ask you, what if someone wants to head over? You guys obviously have a big playoff game coming up on Wednesday. It's going to be against UW-Barron at 6 p.m. If someone's coming over there for the first time, what can they expect?
From us and some of the crowd, I'm expecting that there's going to be quite a bit of energy because obviously there hasn't been a playoff game since 2010. But usually our regular games, we have quite a bit of fans, and they're actually really excited for the games and they get into it.
Awesome.
It's nice.
And same question for you, Eric. What should people expect if they head over there for the first time?
Yeah, you know, I think right away you're going to notice the difference in terms of, you know, the high school has gone to the halves, so it's similar. You know, we have two 20-minute halves, but then right away you're going to notice it's a little bit longer floor and there's a 30-second shot clock. So, you know, play will go a little bit quicker than the high school games, and no one's able to sit there and hold the ball for a better better shot for more than 25 seconds, really, and then you got to get going. So, you know, right away you'll see that. Even, you know, we've been fortunate this year with, like, Taylor and a few other guys that have either been here a couple years or have been somewhere else for a little bit and have come in that were a little bit older, too. So I think, the average age of our team is probably about 20 or so, right around there.
I think about 21-ish.
Yeah, so, you know, and the teams that we've played are very similar. Like, we've played some teams. I mean, obviously there's teams that have guys that are right out of high school. But there's quite a few teams, and Barron has some guys that have been out for a couple years. So it's just a little bit different. It feels a little bit more like a four-year college game, even though it's on JUCO schools, just because there are quite a few guys that are in that 20, 21-year range. And the nice thing about our conference, too, is there is ability to play for 3 years. A lot of two-year colleges, you only have 2 years of eligibility.
Okay.
So we have 3 years of eligibility, and then we have a partnership with, I believe it's UW-Milwaukee, where you can actually earn your bachelor's. So, like, we have a guy that stays and does that, and it's a little bit cheaper than going that route. And then closer to home, too, for some of these guys. So you have guys at different schools taking care of that opportunity. So you'll see, you know, the speed, the strength of the players are a little bit beyond, you know, the high school level. But
gotcha. So, well, once again, we're joined here this morning by Eric Blazing, the assistant coach for UW-Baraboo men's basketball team, as well as Taylor Crocker, their leading scorer and leading rebounder. They have a big game coming up on Wednesday. It's going to be against UW-Barron, 6 p.m. will be the tip-off for that one. So head on over there to the campus and check out that game. We're going to take a short commercial and be back more with these guys next here on WRPQ. Back here on WRPQ, and we're still joined here this morning by Eric Blazing, assistant coach for the UW-Baraboo Sauk County men's basketball team, as well as Taylor Crocker, one of their players for the squad, leading scorer and rebounder. They've got a big game coming up on Wednesday, 6 p.m. start time. They're going to be facing UW-Barron. It's the first playoff game here in Baraboo since 2010, correct?
Yes, sir.
So a huge opportunity and a big game coming up. And as we've talked about briefly before, what should fans expect if they come out to a game for the first time?
Well, we get a, you know, a decent crowd. I think there's a lot of parents and students that are there. You know, I think faculty do a pretty good job of supporting the program as well. And I know there's a big push, especially being a playoff game, there's a big push to get people on campus. And you know, our goal this next year is to try to get out in the community more and get more people to realize. I don't think a lot of people understand that there's college-level basketball right here. And you know, I think some people look at it because it's just a two-year school and they think, oh, you know, it's just two-year school. But we have a lot of talent. There's a lot of talent in the league, and there's quite a few guys that played in our league and even in Baraboo that have moved on. Previous years, early 2000s, they had quite a bit of success, won some titles, and they had players going to the different WEAC schools. You know, you know, Taylor here, I think, will be playing somewhere next year. Unfortunately for us, not with us, but you know, we have a few other guys on the program that should be able to see the action at the next level. They had a player last season who played for Baraboo, was playing at a D3 in Chicago area right now. So, you know, it's a higher level, I think, than people give it credit for, and it's been exciting to see the community rally around us, and I think that can only increase. And with this playoff game, it's going to be a nice little chance for us to showcase what we have in you know, in a meaningful game.
Absolutely. Staying with you, Eric, I was going to ask you, I know this is your first year here, but what are some of the difficulties when you're dealing with guys who are playing here for 1 year and then maybe looking at going someplace else and that constant turnover? I know now you said there's 3 years the eligibility is possible, but what's the difficulty of always having guys in and out?
Yeah, that is something unique. You know, it's something unique, and that's part of the reason, like we talked earlier about, you know, early on in the season we struggled in some tight games, and just understanding how to play in a tight game. You know, we had quite a few guys this year returning, which is unique. But at the same time, we had a bunch of newer guys that were in the mix. And so, you know, in a high school level, you still, you know, you have 2 or 3 weeks to get ready for your first game. It's usually pretty quick. But you've had those kids for 2, 3, 4 years, even in a lower level program, to develop them and at least understand who they are. And, you know, here we this season was a little bit unique in that we started middle of October, and we were playing by the first week of November. So we had a 2.5, 3 weeks to get going. And we have, you know, a bunch of guys that really haven't played together before in a game situation like that. So there's challenges to that. You know, there's a couple guys that, you know, you always have a couple guys that show up and then you don't see them again. And so, I mean, some of that stuff. And we've been fortunate this year. We've had a strong roster. I mean, we had 12 guys in the first semester, a couple guys that graduated at the end of the semester, and then we added a guy second semester. So we're right around 9-10 mark. And, you know, with our level two, it's, you don't necessarily need the deeper rosters of like a D3 school, just because we want guys to get playing time so that way they can hopefully have a chance to move on and be, you know, part of the, be an active part of the program too. It's a goal of ours. So it's a great opportunity for guys in the area. You know, we have some local kids, like, you know, Taylor from Portage, but even, you know, within an hour drive, it's a great opportunity to come in, further education for a cheaper rate, which is always good. You know, get some of those college classes underneath your belt. It's an automatic guaranteed transfer to any 4-year UW system school.
Wow.
So, you know, you come in and you're guaranteed that those credits are going to go somewhere else, and you're guaranteed that you're going to be able to get in there, including Madison. So, to be able to play a little bit of college basketball and put that in your resume and then move on to another 4-year university school is a great benefit.
Fantastic. So, Taylor, this is your first year with the program, obviously having a lot of success this season, and as Eric alluded to, looking at potentially going some other places after the year. How's that whole process been? Are you excited about that?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. Okay. Just this, the search for another school is kind of difficult because obviously I don't quite know what I want to do yet, but yeah, it's pretty nice. I'm being given the opportunity to play at another level at different D3 schools, like Viterbo. I don't know what Viterbo is. They're like a JUCO or NAIA.
NAIA.
But there's some other D3s just looking at me, but I'm somewhat used to the transition because, like, I went first year out of high school, I went to Lakeland College in Sheboygan, D3. Didn't play much, and then I kind of transferred, and I was actually not ready for the transfer to Baraboo.
Okay.
Didn't know what to expect, and I love it. I just love it, though. I wish I could come back, but I'm done with my generals. So, yeah.
Not really up to you at that point.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Bigger, better things than us.
Yeah. Awesome. So, once again, we're joined here this morning by Eric Blazing, assistant coach for the UW Baraboo Sauk County men's basketball team, as well as Taylor Crocker. And Taylor, we'll stick with you and talk about the season a little bit. We kind of alluded to it at the beginning of the show. Early on, some tough, close losses, but you guys hung with it, stayed with it. Now you've rattled off 4 of your last 5 games.
Yes, we have. I think mainly the main thing is at the beginning of the season, we started out, we had probably better defenders.
Okay.
And we didn't have quite as much scoring as we did. So that I think that was the difference between the first semester and second. Because we would get in low score battles and then obviously lose them by like a little bit. But now in the second half, it's either, I mean, we've been close in some of them, but our wins have been pretty big.
Okay.
Like double, I think double digits have been, we've had a couple of those.
Gotcha.
Which we didn't have first semester.
Awesome. So now you're getting the scoring, and then you mentioned Eric during one of our breaks, also keeping the defensive side of things. You guys are still playing pretty well defensively too.
Yeah, yeah, we are. You know, at kind of the end of the first semester, I think we were maybe third or fourth in the whole 13-team league in terms of points per game allowed. And second semester, I mean, a couple guys who graduated were more defensive guys and didn't score a ton for us. And so guys coming off the bench, able to complement Taylor, and have been a little more offensive-minded, but luckily we haven't lost a defensive end. I think we're still at, like, fourth in the conference in terms of points per game. So, you know, we understand it's going to be close all the way through. I was telling the guys last week, I looked at, there was 150-some college games on a Saturday, D1 college games, and then out of that, almost 130 of them were 14 points or less. Wow. And so, you know, we understand it's going to be close down the stretch, but in a game like ours, 9-10 points is a big lead, and especially when we're able to play defense enough to stop it. And we have some post presence with Taylor. You can't see him here on the radio, but he's about 6'7", something like that. So, and then we have another post who's 6'4"-ish, and you know, a big guy. So those guys eat up a lot of rebounds. I mean, Taylor's 17 points a game or something like that, but he's almost at 10 rebounds. He's close. He took a couple plays off there and cost himself a double-double, but I mean, he's at 9-something rebounds a game, and Damian's probably in the 6-7 rebounds a game. So those guys, you know, end a lot of possessions early for the other teams, which is good for us.
Gotcha. Taylor, I'll let you give a shout-out to some of your teammates. If someone goes over there and watch the game, who are some of the names they should be expecting to hear and who they should be looking out for?
You should be watching out for just about everybody on our team. Like our starting point guard, Deer Creighton. He's a shifty little guard. Mm-hmm. He knows how to get to the rim and score, and he knows how to draw the foul and stuff. And then you got Hudson, who's a shooter, and he can do somewhat of the same that Deer can, drive and all that. And again, Damian, another big post, helps me out. Mm-hmm. And then we got another 6'5".
Yeah, he's about 6'5".
6'5", like guard forward type player, Jabril.
Okay.
He's long, lanky, and he can get to the rim too. So that's mainly what we're good at, is getting to the rim and getting fouled.
Gotcha. Yeah, and actually, I try to at 7:30 we have the sports show, and I try to recap your guys' games when you have them and get the results. And it seems like Jabril Brunette was the guy who's as of late really came alive and been a big scoring contributor for you guys.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he started out in the first semester. He had a couple games where he scored, and he had the ability to, and we knew that. And he just kept plugging away, and I think kind of got a little more comfortable a few more games into the year. And he's had multiple double-digit games, even a couple 20-some point games here in the last month and a half. So, you know, he's probably pushed his average up 5-10 points from the first semester, and he's been big. And, I mean, the nice thing for us is we're fairly balanced. You know, we don't – and we understand that as a team, we don't have anybody that's going to come out and score. Like, you know, there's teams in the league that we play. Marshfield's a team that we've played where they really have one guy who's going to score majority of the points. And we don't have that. You know, we don't have that, and we understand that. So guys know that they got to make the extra pass or attack the rim and get a teammate open or finish it if it's there. And so our balance has been, you know, our scoring's been spread out and balanced throughout the year, which is, I think, a key to success down the stretch. Because if you have one guy that you're relying on, there's, you know, if he has an off night and you're in a, you know, lose and go home situation, then that could be a bad case for you. So with our team, I think we're pretty balanced. You know, our last regular season game at Rock, Taylor had 22, and Damian had 20 points. You know, and we had other guys chipping in double digits. So we had two other guys in double digits that night. So we were able to spread it around a little bit, and you know, it's good to see, especially at our level. You know, you don't necessarily see, you don't have a ton of time to build team chemistry. So to have some of that team chemistry and being able to make that extra pass is a good thing to have.
Absolutely. And once again, this morning, we're joined by members of the UW Baraboo Sauk County men's basketball team, the Fighting Spirits, assistant coach Eric Blazing, as well as Taylor Crocker. And we'll remind you once again that coming up on Wednesday, 6 p.m., they have a big game, a playoff game versus UW-Barron, the first playoff game here in Baraboo since 2010. So just a huge one. So get over there and have an opportunity to check this team out. You've been hearing about them all morning long, and a solid team playing really well as of late. They've won four of their last five games to enter here the postseason. So playing with a lot of momentum. And before we wrap up this morning, what's one final rally cry to get everyone out to the game?
I don't really got much.
Okay. Well, hey, the biggest thing is just coming out and supporting the community. Absolutely. I mean, the way I understand, I think the county or the city owns most of the campus, and you know, the campus has a partnership with the community to maintain the campus. And if you haven't been up there, especially in the last 2 years, 3 years, it's changed a ton. The dorms we have are fantastic, and they're about 3 years old, maybe 4 years old. We have a new science building that's only a couple years old, right down the hill from the gym. So it's a great little campus. You know, there's a lot going on there. Great theater program and athletics program. The women's volleyball team won the conference championship here in the fall. So we're hoping to build on some of the success that they've had and put ourselves in that boat as well. So, it's a neat little campus. It's a neat opportunity to see some young guys that are from the area, you know, some guys that are local and some guys that are, you know, maybe a little bit further away. But they're giving everything they have for the community. So it'd be great to have some community support. It'll be a fun one. And hopefully we make Barron take that 3-hour drive back and the loss column.
Yes. Absolutely. And since you sort of mentioned some of the community, the way the campus interacts with the community, and really in the last since we've had this relationship with the UW Baraboo Sauk County, I've had a number of guests come in here and talk about the different ways that the community is intertwined really with the campus. So another great opportunity for people to get out there.
Yeah, it's unique. You know, it's great to have that connection, and especially smaller community, smaller county, and a smaller campus. You can get some of those more personal relationships. Just like for the players, they have more of an opportunity to develop relationships with professors and people in the community, just because it is a little bit smaller connection. Having been at bigger campuses, even like La Crosse, you know, it's not a huge town or a huge campus, but there's not as much of a connection there necessarily, mm-hmm. in terms of being able to recognize faces and names as you have here. So it's unique, and I think it's something that the campus and the players have embraced.
That was the voice of Eric Blazing, assistant coach for the UW-Baraboo men's basketball team. And we've got Taylor Crocker in here as well. They've got a big playoff game coming up on Wednesday, 6 p.m. tip-off for the game against UW-Barron. So go up there to the campus, check out the game. Should be a great one. The team's playing really well as of late. Taylor, want to thank you and as well as Eric for both coming in here this morning.
Yep, thank you for letting us come in.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you for having us.
Definitely, and best of luck, obviously, in the game. And Taylor, best of luck as you're figuring out what's next here for you.
Thank you.